Serge, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I am outstanding. Outstanding. You got to be excited the fact you're going to get to play some home games soon.
Yeah, the first half, a lot of travel. No, we've got a trip to start the second half in Winnipeg, and after that, all we have is a game, an away game against University of Calgary, then Mount Royal University, and the rest are all home games. So we're looking forward to being at home a little bit more than we were in the first half, for sure.
Now, a lot of times during the Christmas break, you've played well. When you were at Nate, you played the Golden Bears. Do you guys have any of those games scheduled?
We have no games early in the new year. We just came back from
Arizona.
Arizona, played Arizona State University. But now we've just got a week of practice, and then we're going to send the guys off on a couple-week break before we head back on the ice January 2nd.
Now, for you, when you played, Serge, did you guys go down and play NCAA? I can't remember.
Yeah, we did. We went to Minnesota Duluth one year. We played Michigan. My last year at university. So we always tried to get some exhibition games in the during the Christmas break, just so we didn't lose too much of the conditioning and the timing that we had gained in the first half.
So you go down and you lost in a shootout to Arizona in the one game. I guess just, rather than talk about the score, just, talk about the quality of play. Do you feel, NCAA to CIS? Obviously, based on the score, it was a close game, but was the tempo of the game as close as the scoreboard indicated?
Yeah, the scoreboard was a little misleading. Our team played very well. We just, again, fell into a trap of not being able to capitalize on our chances, outshot them considerably both nights. I thought we had three regular forwards out of the lineup, gave us a chance to see some, some players that are not everyday players for us, inserted them in the lineup and whatnot. So, it was good. Give ASU credit. They worked hard. They're a young team. Coach Greg Powers, he kept five players from last year's club team, had them, those five players inserted in the lineup, but the rest are all freshmen. There's two or three graduate transfers from one from Northeastern and Michigan State. So they played us hard. They were good on the power play, good structure. So it was good for us because we good close games. We had to hold true to our structure, play the game the right way, and really focus on the details. So it was a good trip in that aspect.
You had mentioned, outshooting them, but not being able to finish. That's happened in a few other regular season games for your team this year. Is it just snake bitten, or do some of your offensive guys just need to bear down more when the opportunities arise?
Yeah, I think being able to adapt and be flexible to how the game is unfolding. We're doing a much better job of putting pucks in the blue paint and stopping and battling the loose pucks and finding those loose pucks to bury them. We, we hit a few posts and just off the mark a little bit. But, I think the biggest thing is talking with a lot of our, guys that we've put in roles and given them responsibilities to produce offensively. They're going to be worried if they stop getting those chances. So I think we're still in a good place, but definitely in the second half, when the stakes are a little higher, we'll be looking at those guys to fine-tune their shooting a little bit.
Head coach of the U of A Golden Bears men's hockey program, Serge Lajoie, joins us. Serge, you were a longtime player there, an assistant for a while. Then you went to Nate, built up a very strong program, won a few championships. Now you're back at the U of A, your first year back. And it wasn't like you had a ton of offseason to prepare for it. You've had a half a year now. What's the biggest adjustment or difference from ACAC to CIS for you as a coach?
And what I found the biggest adjustment is the preparation leading into a weekend. I find that, all our opponents, the coaches are well prepared and they make a lot of in-game adjustments and they specifically prepare for what they feel our structure is going to be leading into or heading into a weekend. So that has been, I've spent a lot more time in front of a laptop, watching video and putting clips together and having meetings with the guys, making sure that our preparation, everything is taken care of. So, in terms of the quality of play, just more depth throughout lineups. So, at Nate, I was very fortunate, was able to roll four lines without not having to focus too much on matchups. And that's been a good, an area of growth for me is being a lot more aware of seeing what other teams are trying to match up against us and looking to create situations where we can, maybe get the upper hand on a matchup, especially when we're at home.
This season, it's funny for the Golden Bears. You guys still finished the first half at 12-3-1, which is a fantastic record, 781 winning percentage. You outscored your opposition 68-31, which is the best goal for goal against ratio. And you finish off winning six straight, Serge. It was funny, kind of people are, oh, geez, what's wrong with the Bears? They're only 6-3-1 in their first 10 games. The last six where you really dominated, was it just you getting comfortable with the players, them getting comfortable with you? What's been the big change to, I guess, getting back to Golden Bears hockey?
Well, I think that's a very accurate comment in terms of just that finding that comfort zone. As much as I was familiar with the environment, knew the players a little bit, but more by name, there is that period of adaptation where they have to get comfortable with myself and the coaches and vice versa. So I think after that Manitoba weekend, there was two very good meetings with the captains, the leadership group, and I think we found common ground, so to speak. And since that week, again, we just kind of started to hit our stride, and it wasn't so much what we were doing on the ice, but just a mindset of really bringing a positive approach and focusing on all the positives and what we had been doing well, and just kind of set everybody at ease. And just, I guess the mantra there was make plays, go out there, make plays with confidence. And I think that the guys really responded to that. And yeah, we're a lot more comfortable with each other. And at the end of the day, we are both all aspiring for the same common goal, and that's to get ourselves back to nationals to compete for a championship. So the guys have been great. They've responded. Great leadership. So we're in a good spot right now after the first half.
And health-wise, how are you?
Yeah, the injuries happened at a good time. We had three injuries occur in the last weekend. So we lost Brett Ferguson, Riley Keyser, and Rhett Rachinski. We didn't have them for the Arizona State University games, but they have a full month here to recover. They'll be healthy and ready to go. And so we're healthy and in good spirits. So that's nice heading into the holiday season.
And with those three injuries, who are the guys that you got to look at that you normally wouldn't on the trip?
Yeah, we got to insert Nichols, Lucas Nichols up front and get a good look at him, and put Braden Lowe in the middle, got a chance to see him at center, and then on defense with Will Tomchuk and Joel Topping. So it was good to be able to put them in situations where, when we did insert him in the lineup, it was unlimited playing duties. So now, gave him a regular shift and gave them a chance to show us what they can do. So it helps in the process. I know it's not easy for first year players, especially when we have a lot of depth up front, mm-hmm. to kind of assert themselves. So I gave them a chance to play, to just go out there and not focus on anything other than to make plays and show us what they have. So it was a good weekend that way.
Serge, that's got to be one of the biggest challenges when you have a program that, like, everybody wants to come to a winning program, but a lot of these guys come here, they're used to being first or second line players on every team they played at in the Western Hockey League, and they come here, and in some cases they're almost red shirt guys who basically practice all week and never get to play. How often do you have to talk with the black aces, if we call them that, the kids who come out and practice every week but then never get to play?
And that's the key to the development, is making sure that you're constantly in conversation with them. And maybe, it might not be myself specifically, but assistant coaches with a mentality that it's every player, every day, touch and base. Sometimes it's just a conversation to see how they're adapting with their academic load and being away from home. And we sometimes underestimate what it is like for these guys to be away and fend for themselves for the first time, and probably, since they moved out of the house, because a lot of these guys are with billet families, and a lot of the distractions are taken care for them. So it is very important. The communication is the biggest piece. You're still trying to build a good relationship with them, making sure that they still believe in their ability, and that there's a a strong reason why we brought them to this program, and that it is a process, and to look, make sure that they take a step back and look at the big picture, but also have them reassess how they evaluate their progress and their success. And a lot of it has to be based on how they're performing and practicing, and how hard they're working in practice. So it's ongoing, but it's quite rewarding when you see a third and fourth year player really benefiting from all the hard work and positive attitude that they've put into place in their first year.
Well, Serge, congratulations on a very successful first half. Enjoy some time off, and Bears fans will get back to see you in action, or watch you, of course, online on the 8th and 9th of January, but then finally back home on the 15th and the 16th, and then pretty much home for the next three weekends in January. So Bears fans finally get a heavy dose of the Golden Bears hockey at Claire Drake.
Well, thanks for having me on, Jason, and happy holidays to you and your family.
You betcha. Appreciate it.